You are Victor's what?
I'm Victor's wife.
And he is your
husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they might say spouse.
Okay.
One or the other.
Okay. And you go to church to worship whom? Who do you go to church to worship?
We worship our superior being.
Okay. Are there other words that you would use? What do people on here would call?
Well, I think in our church we call it God.
Okay.
Or Jesus Christ.
Okay. And the first four books of the New Testament, what are they called?
Oh, I don't know.
The four Gospels?
I can't repeat them because I never learned them when I was a child.
Okay.
And I can't remember. Even if I study them now, I can't remember them.
Yeah. Do you, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
That rings a bell.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce Matthew for me?
Matthew.
And John?
John.
Okay. Those are just pronunciation items mm-hmm. that we're looking for. Does Durango have a place where people can go to check out books?
Yes, we have a library.
Okay.
And it's a very nice library. A very, very good library.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I had one brother and three sisters.
Did they have children?
Yes.
What would you call those children? What would your relationship to
Well,
them
they
be?
Were our nieces and nephews.
Okay. And did your mother or father have any brothers or sisters?
My mother had, back in Ireland, they had 9 acres of ground and they had 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I remember how many.
Almost one child per acre.
Right. And I think she had four brothers. I have to stop and think.
That's okay. I was wondering what you would have called them. What would you have called your mother and father, their brothers and sisters?
Uncle and aunt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of our aunts on the mother's side was like Aunt Jo.
Mm.
But then when it came down to us, our niece and nephews, a lot of us call us Auntie Catherine and Auntie Peg.
Okay.
I'm, with all my family, I'm Auntie Peg.
Mm. They call you Peg.
Mm-hmm. My nickname when I was born.
Mm.
There's a story to that. My father had struck it rich up here in the mine. And he took Mama and the two older children. Say, I'm the third. I'm the middle one. I always got to blame for everything. And I guess I did. I have a right, probably, to be that way. But when I was born, my mother said to my brother, "Now, James, what shall we name her?" And he said, "Oh, Peg will do." Because back in Ireland, Peg is their favorite name.
So that's how you got it.
So they named me Marguerite, and that's how I got to be called Peg.
Okay. What would you call all of the aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters? All those together would be called what?
Relatives.
Okay. Is there a word that people have around here for people who are not related to you? People who...
In-laws. A lot of... Well, it's kind of hard to find, not now, but it used to be kind of hard to find people that weren't related to us because we were big families, you know. They were looking for a member on the school board one time. A man had to resign because he had built a home out of the director district that he was in, and so he had to resign. And he said, "Well, if we have this one, that's related to Marguerite.
Mm.
The other one's related. That one's related. I don't know where we'll find anybody that isn't related to her." But that isn't true. We're not that related to everybody.
Yeah. But it happens in rural communities sometimes,
right,
where a lot
true.
Of people live together,
mm-hmm.
have a lot of relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Could I ask you some about